This is KCUR 89.3. Tomorrow, voters in South Central Kansas will be the first in the nation to decide a congressional race in the age of Trump. The winner of the special election in the 4th District will replace Mike Pompeo, who now leads the CIA. It's a district that, under normal circumstances, would be considered a lock for the Republican candidate. But of course, these are not normal circumstances. KCUR's Frank Morris reports.
Kansas Democrats are coming off wins last election, and especially compared to Democrats in the rest of the country, they're pretty pumped, as you could see a couple of months ago when Bernie Sanders showed up in Topeka.
How many of you are feeling the burn tonight?
But many Kansas Democrats are also stoked about the new guy.
Well, everybody, my name's James Thompson. I'm running for Congress down in the 4th District.
Thompson is a Sanders man, a political newbie who managed to beat a well-known Democrat to become the party's candidate in the 4th. He's a civil rights attorney and strongly pro-union. He grew up dirt poor, mainly in Oklahoma, and served in the Army. A fact he promotes in his advertisements, where he's seen shooting a military-style rifle, wearing a cap with a fake bullet hole.
I want to be your congressman. I want to fight for your jobs. I want to fight for our veterans. And I want to fight for your personal freedoms.
My name's James Thompson. I'm a Kansas veteran, and I approve this message.
Thompson says he has lots of grassroots support, and he's been able to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, reportedly with help from a Sanders email list. But Thompson is running in Wichita, home of Charles Koch, Koch Industries, and the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. So it's not surprising that Thompson faces an established Republican.
Ron Estes is the Kansas State Treasurer, and he's not a very well-known person, and nothing against him, but not an overly dynamic politician.
Bob Beatty, a Washburn political science professor, says Estes is a familiar face around Wichita, where he served as Sedgwick County Treasurer. Estes has worked as a manager in the oil and manufacturing businesses. He stands out among Kansas Republicans as an early and avid Trump supporter. Like Trump, Estes promises to cut regulations and bring back manufacturing jobs. In one ad, he stands in an algae-covered pond, repeating another Trump pledge.
I will never compromise our conservative values. In this special election, your vote counts. I'm Ron Estes. I approve this message, and I need your help to drain this swamp on April 11th.
So it's a Trump guy, Estes, versus a Sanders guy, Thompson, in the first congressional election of the Trump era. This sounds exciting, right? Well, Neil Allen, who teaches political science at Wichita State University, says another race is attracting millions of dollars from all over the country and sucking the political oxygen, money that is, out of the Kansas 4th, where fundraising is measured in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
There's clearly going to be enough to run a solid campaign, but for both Republicans and especially Democrats, the fact that the Georgia 6th looks to be very competitive and that a collection occurs the first round a week after the Kansas 4th, that is drawing most of the national money.
The 4th District is tough for Democrats. In the last three congressional elections, Democratic challengers attracted only about 30% of the vote against Mike Pompeo. 30%. And Bob Beatty says it's unlikely Thompson is going to completely turn that around in the space of a few months.
Everybody would be just shocked if Thompson won. Personally, if it was within single digits here in Kansas, I'd say that's unbelievable.
But guess what? Late last week, the Kansas 4th District race suddenly popped up on Washington's radar. The National Republican Congressional Committee abruptly weighed in with a classic attack ad.
It gets worse. James Thompson supports abortion.
Now, Beatty, for one, does not think that the GOP's $90,000 last-minute ad buy necessarily signals a big turn in the race. He says the idea may simply be to make sure that Estes' base takes the election seriously, because it's a pretty safe bet that Thompson's core people will. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.